USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Two women were stabbed while waiting for a bus in Pittsburgh. Police Chief Scott Schubert.
Struck the woman, stabbing her, and then turned around and stabbed another person. The officer took immediate action.
The officer was able to apprehend the suspect. The first woman died at the hospital. The other is expected to recover. The attack came just hours after a man with two machetes went on a deadly stabbing spree in Garden Grove and Santa Ana, California. He first stabbed and killed two men in an apartment building. The suspect stabbed a woman in an insurance office, and she survived. He then went to a gas station and stabbed a man there and nearly sliced off his nose. He then killed someone at a Subway shop, and then he stabbed and killed a security guard outside of the 7-Eleven. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Federal immigration officials arrested about 680 people at seven work sites in Mississippi. ICE carried out search warrants at the sites seeking undocumented immigrants and evidence related to federal crimes. The agents interviewed, photographed, and fingerprinted those who were arrested before processing them for removal from the U.S. and transporting them to an ICE facility in Louisiana. Pico Foods facilities in the Canton, Bay Springs, and Sebastopol areas were among the sites included in the searches. Pico issued a statement saying the company was fully cooperating with authorities in the investigation and navigating a potential disruption of operations. President Trump says no one is authorized to speak to Iran on behalf of the United States, and he accused French President Emmanuel Macron of sending mixed signals to Tehran over possible talks. The White House says what the president was actually referring to. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has increased the odds for an above-normal Atlantic hurricane season in an update to the forecast it gave nearly 3 months ago. Now that El Niño has ended, conditions are more favorable for more frequent and stronger-named storms as peak hurricane season begins. NOAA said there's now a 45% chance of an above-normal Atlantic hurricane season, which is up from 30% in the May outlook. The agency now expects between 10 and 17 named storms, two more than the initial outlook, with 5 to 9 expected to become hurricanes. Of those, 2 to 4 are expected to be major hurricanes with a Category 3 or higher. The Emmy Awards this year will be unusual, USA's Chris Barnes explains.
The Oscar ceremony went without a customary MC this year, and its ratings actually ticked up. Now the Emmys is following suit with a decision not to have a host at the September 22nd presentations, according to executives at Fox Entertainment. They haven't explained exactly why they made the decision. It's the first time the Emmys will be hostless since 2003, when the show was also on Fox. The Emmys did go without a host, though, back in 1998, on NBC, and back in 1975 on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.